Extracts from soybeans and wild yams are used to make hormone supplements that can ease the symptoms of menopause. The practice was relatively obscure until 2 years ago when Suzanne Summers began promoting the idea. The actress, who played the original blonde on the sitcom Three's Company, says natural hormone replacement therapy turned her life around.
It gives me my sense of calm and well-being and happiness and my sex drive and my capacity to think.
Many medical professionals question whether this hormone therapy is safe. Scientists will review the latest research on menopause treatments today at a conference convened by the National Institutes of Health. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Behind a big-picture window in the storefront of an old-fashioned pharmacy in Chevy Chase, Maryland, pharmacist Art Weinstein turns on his electric mortar and pestle.
It's high speed. It's specific for powders.
He's blending together extracts of soy and yam. They're a natural source of the female hormones that decline with age, particularly during menopause.
Sounds like you're drilling teeth.
It sounds that way, but they are mixed together and it's a fine powder.
Weinstein is filling a lot of these prescriptions lately as more women experiment with natural or so-called bioidentical hormones. Many of his customers are referred by physician Jim Brodsky. He's an MD who specializes in alternative medicine.
Women who use bioidentical hormone therapy, they feel better, there's less depression, and we've had improvement in sleep, in mood.
Brodsky says many women started out on synthetic forms of hormone replacement therapy, such as Premarin, which is made from the urine of pregnant horses. But just over 2 years ago, a large clinical trial found that the therapy increased women's risk of breast cancer and heart disease.
So now that we are using soy-derived, more natural hormones, women are having fewer side effects, and we'd like to believe that it's safer.
But whether bioidentical therapy really is safer remains an unanswered question. Many doctors and researchers are skeptical. Tirana Lodog of the University of Arizona is among them. She'll address the National Institute of Health's menopause conference today.
I think it's misleading to women to somehow think that because originally these molecules and compounds started in the form of wild yam or soy, that somehow they're the same as taking soy food. They are powerful substances that can relieve symptoms, but they also may drive cancer.
Lodog, who specializes in botanical medicine, explains that too much estrogen, regardless of its source, can lead to greater risk of breast cancer. It doesn't matter if the hormone is derived from a plant, synthetic, or naturally occurring in the body.
When we're told that these are natural and safe, and they're just like what our body makes, we may be lulled into a sense of safety that really isn't there.
Proponent Suzanne Summers says she supports the call for clinical trials to study natural hormone therapy, but she says for now, doctors should focus on the benefits.
We really have to look at quality of life here.
Another topic of today's conference is whether there are other ways to achieve that quality of life without tinkering with the body's hormones. Alice Naubrey, NPR News, Washington.